Blog Talk Radio.
Election in itself is a matter of indifference. It's a question of how the battle is won and lost, which is important. But there's another issue here. There's also an issue of World War III. And World War III is between the British Empire, better known as the Anglo-Dutch liberal banking financial system on the one side, and the principal nations of Eurasia, Russia, China, India, and other nations are the targets of intended warfare by the British Empire, which is already turning Europe into a mere colony of the British Empire through the program of the Lisbon Treaty. If the Lisbon Treaty were adopted, and is being pushed for adoption now, there would not be a single nation on the continent of Europe, west of Belarus and Russia, which had any sovereignty whatsoever. The British Empire would control the entirety of that region of Europe, from Portugal to the borders of Belarus and Russia, as a puppet of the Anglo-Dutch liberal financial interests. It is those interests represented in the United States for a long time have taken over control of the U.S. dollar, control of the United States. Now they're moving in for the kill. The same cartel that put Mussolini into power in Italy, the same cartel that put Hitler into power in Germany. And we're now at the brink of something like a Hitler power taking over the United States. If they grab the United States, then they will grab all of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty. If they control the United States and the parts of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty, then you will have an actual fighting war emerging on this planet. You will have dictatorship. You will have mass starvation. The elimination of whole sections of the population of parts of the world through starvation. And that's part of the British program. It's the food war. That's the situation. We're not dealing with an election. We're dealing with whether there is in the United States, in the top layers of society, the moral fitness to survive. And so far, the vote is, in the leadership of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, neither is morally fit to survive. They're as unmorally fit to survive as the people who backed Mussolini and backed Hitler back in the 1920s and the 1930s. And if we allow this to happen, we will get the same kind of treatment that the victims of Mussolini, Hitler, and so forth suffered. That's what he's saying. We have to win this war against that evil empire.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show today. My name is Phil Armstrong, a.k.a. Jay Singino, and surprise, I decided to do a show tonight. It's only 30 minutes, but I just wanted to get some things out about the ministry and where we're going to be headed. We're going to rely on God for our direction. We're not going to try to force his hand at this ministry. We're just going to do what God wants us to do. We're not going to try to cater to anything, anybody, any, you know, our audience and things like that. We're just going to do the will of God. And if God is satisfied with us reaching a few people, then that's fine. We'll reach a few people. If he wants us to grow, then fine, we'll grow. But the key thing is that we should rely on God to lead us and for him to give us direction. Because without God's direction, we're just doing everything in vain. Unless the Lord is the builder of the house, the builder labors in vain. So we're going to listen for his direction. We're also trying to listen for the timing, the time of the show, the length of the show that he wants us to do, because I don't know if 30 minutes is effective, more effective. I don't know if an hour is more effective. I don't know if 2 hours more effective. I don't know if doing all at a certain time, maybe 2 hour show once a month. And then after that, we don't know, you know. But God has an answer for everything. God knows what is important and what we need to do to reach the lost and the found, the lost and found. Our chief aim is to get his word out, okay? It's to warn, be watchmen on the wall, because the days are getting closer. The time is now at hand. The days are getting shorter. And the time is getting closer to God's coming. Now, I was watching Glenn Beck tonight, and he had somebody, a God gentleman on the show. But this gentleman, I don't know his name, and he still catch his name, but this gentleman was on Squawk Box, I think it was, and he's talking about a new world order. And Glenn Beck was pretty surprised. That because he's never heard them on TV, somebody coming out saying a new world order. But the new world order, they have been doing that for at least the last year, just coming out saying it. Ever since President Obama's been president, they just come out and say it. You know, they come out and say, so we're headed for a new world order. And there's no shame in their game anymore. There's no shame in their game. They just coming out saying we're in a new world order, or we headed towards a new world order, and that's it. And there's nothing else that we can say, but we're headed towards a new world order. And they all, you notice that Hillary Clinton or Tony Blair or the president. Current president of Britain, Prime Minister of Britain, would say, we need to use this incident for a new world order. We need to, this incident can be used as a new world order. You know, 3,000 people die. Oh, we need to use this incident for a new world order. Just like George Bush's, his father said, we need to use this as a new world order. Okay, and this is their main chief objective, because they've been trying to get this one world government. But what we fail to realize, and we're gonna realize this at the prophecy zone, is that Satan is behind those corners. Now, Satan behind every corner? No, but he's around a lot of corners. And if I'm going to be a betting man, he's behind these corners too. The Bible says that the Antichrist will get cause all to receive a mark. But he also will demand through his false prophet worship. Now, I think it's a partial worship of Caesar worship or emperor worship being brought back. Because remember, this is a mirror effect of the new war. The Roman Empire. And Daniel chapter 2, it talks about the head of gold, which is Babylon, and the shoulders was Media Persia, because there's two shoulders. And then there was Greece. And then there was Rome, and then there was the Roman Empire, the revived Roman Empire. The revived Roman Empire will take on the same geographics as the old Roman Empire. But the Bible says that this beast is different, diverse from the first beast, diverse from the first beast that was in chapter 7. Why is that? Because it's a composite of all those beasts, but it also engulfs the whole world. Now, the beast that comes out of the sea has not, when it comes out of the sea, it has not engulfed the whole world yet. But the Bible says it eats and devours whatever's in its path, meaning that the beast that comes out of the sea must be some type of a regional organization first before it becomes world organization. Now, the United Nations is a political body. It's not a flat-out government, meaning it doesn't rule anything. It mostly rules off of influence. But nowadays, governments are international governments, like the United States and the European, countries in Europe, and all in the bigger countries have given the United Nations more power through treaties. And so that's how the UN has usurped power. Now, when the beast arrives out of the sea, it will not be the UN. But it could be the UN. Let me explain what I mean by this. I think the UN will be sort of dismantled, but a new regional government in the Mediterranean Union, which will be the Mediterranean Union, this is just my guess, will be given power that the UN had. But this organization will be usurping power from the devil. I wouldn't say usurping power, given power by the devil. See, the UN is not necessarily given power by the devil, because the UN is not what the devil wants. He wants another organization that he can truly have. He knows the devil's not stupid. He knows the UN is not strong enough. But his goal is to make a government that is strong enough. And that government may be the Mediterranean Union, which you have two wings, the East and the West. The West being the European Union and the East being the Middle East. Now, I don't know who's in the chat room, because I'm not really looking at the chat room. 9 times out of 10, there's probably nobody in there, because there'll be surprise shows. And there's so many chat rooms being ran today that I'm not even thinking that there'd be one person in the chat room. Because these 30-minute shows are not, that's not my goal. My goal is mostly for archives. And my goal is not really to have anybody in the chat room. I just put them up there. I just put the chat room up there just in case people decide they want to come by. But there's so many, I didn't realize there were so many shows being ran on Monday or Tuesday. I just didn't know it. And now I know, so I know next time. So we are headed towards a one-world government. All the politicians are saying it. And I do believe that it's going to be an overnight thing. I don't think it's going to develop. It's going to come to a point where it's going to stop developing into a new world order. It's just going to become one overnight. See, people, there's going to come a time where even the people who research the new world order is going to be surprised still. Because they're thinking, well, it's about 2 years off, about four, three, five, six, 2 years. You know, you hear all these numbers. You know somebody ain't studying if they say 10 years off. But these people are surprised that, will be surprised when a new world order is put in place overnight. Now, I still don't believe that the new world order will be put in place overnight, and I'll tell you why. Because if you read the Bible, the tribulation period is a seven-year period. In the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist is consolidating power. And in the next 3.5 years, is hell on earth, but he is taking power from, well, not taking power, he's gaining power. But he, to me, in the middle of the tribulation period, by then the Antichrist has become a madman. Okay, so who is the Antichrist? Now, trust me, this ministry is looking for Jesus Christ, but for discussion's sake, and maybe somebody will find my archive when the tribulation period starts, and they'll know who the Antichrist is. Now, is the Antichrist on the scene right now? Is he known among people? I mean, could he be figured out? Is he a current leader that we know, and could I prove that he is a current leader that we know? I think this is just me. This is my opinion, but it's also me interpreting my Bible. And I think the best way we can interpret the Bible is to let the Bible interpret the Bible. Now, in chapter 6, now I'm going to show you something that you might have not thought about. There are some ministries out there who believe that some of the seals and bowls and trumpets are already blown and poured out, which I think is kind of ironic, because if you read the book of Revelations, you'll notice that the seventh seal opens up the first trumpet, and the seventh trumpet opens up the first bowl. So how in the heck could any of these things be open? And see, and let me do this for you. The first seal is opened by Jesus. Who can open the scroll? Jesus is the only one that can open the first seal. So what you're doing is you're trying to open it for him. When you come and say, well, we're looking for the seventh trumpet to blow next week when they go to Copenhagen and sign the treaty of the climate control, blah, 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 blah. That's what it is, a bunch of blah, because the first seal cannot only be opened by Jesus. The seventh seal can only is there to open up the first trumpet. The seventh trumpet is there to open up the first bowl. So you can't get anything open unless one opens the other, opens the other, opens the other, if anybody understands what I'm saying. Now, the Antichrist can't come to power until Jesus opens that seal. So what is transpiring on earth as Jesus opened that seal? Well, the Antichrist comes through. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. He's signing the peace deal. As he's signing the peace deal, Jesus is either already opened the seal or he's opening the seal. Now, I'm not going to force you. I don't know. I don't know the details. I'm not God. So, the Antichrist has to be opening that seal for the tribulation period to start. Now, is the Antichrist on the scene now? I'm going to tell you this. The Antichrist is nowhere in sight. He's alive, and he's older, he's probably ready to take his throne, but the Antichrist is nowhere to be seen. He's not Bill Clinton. He's not Barack Obama. He is not his wife. He is not Hillary Clinton. He is not, I am not the Antichrist. He is not the Antichrist. I am not the Antichrist. Henry Kissinger is not the Antichrist. No, you're not the Antichrist, Henry Kissinger. They even tried to get him as the Antichrist. What a dorky-looking Antichrist. If you pay attention to the Antichrist, the Bible says that the Antichrist is the king of fierce features. Fierce is not a hard word to figure out. If you go see a Jason, I don't see one because I'm a Christian, but I'm going to bring it up. If we go see a movie, and then somebody tells you before you go see the movie in the lobby, they say, is this a fierce movie? What does that tell you? Or if you, your daughter goes out, I'm a big guy. So my daughter goes out and a boy comes and he tells the rest of the guys at the school that her dad is pretty fierce. What does that tell you? When we say the Antichrist should have a look more stout than his fellow, or the king of fierce features, that eliminates Barack Obama. He's a pretty boy. He's only 6 foot. I think the Antichrist is going to have an intimidating look. He's not only going to be good looking, but he's going to have an intimidating look. God gave us his look features. The only politician, and he's not the Antichrist, he's not the Antichrist. But if you ever looked at Juan Carlos, the King of Spain, when he was in the 70s, he would have been perfect person for the Antichrist the way he looked back then. Slick hair back, green eyes, character lines, smooth uniform. I think the Antichrist is going to be a smooth person. Not only is he going to be smart and understand dark sentences, he's going to be very good looking, very intimidating. Okay? I don't think he's just going to be just any other looking, dorky looking politician. Even Bill Clinton is dorky looking. Now, can we know who he is? Now, I just gave you a demonstration of what he looks like. So that eliminates most politicians right there. Now, how can we prove that the Antichrist comes as a meteor, like a meteor just hit the earth, pow, here he is? Well, I think I am a pre-trib rapture person because I don't see, there's a lot of reasons why, just God's nature. God's nature, even Enoch was taken out. The cross wasn't even here yet, and Enoch was transmuted up. What did he do to Lot? It says it vexed Lot's righteous spirit. But Lot still had some inkling for the world, had some love for the world. But the Bible says, love not the world and the things in the world. So apparently Lot must have left the world when he was still here in the world. So the nature of God is to protect his people. Can the church be preserved in the tribulation period? Well, if we were preserved, if you're going to mention the church in the first three chapters, shouldn't you mention the church in the next, from chapter 6 onward to chapter 20-something? Shouldn't you mention the church if you were going to preserve them through the tribulation period? Shouldn't they have had a seal? Shouldn't the church had, I'm not talking about the saints, I'm not talking about the elect, I'm talking about the word church. The word church is not seen after chapter 4. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you the church is gone. That's what it tells you. Now, when does the Antichrist appear? When does the Antichrist come? If the church is gone, Is there some evidence that says that the Antichrist cannot come unless the church is gone? Yes, there's a lot of evidence. There's a whole pack of evidence. And I can't get into it in 30 minutes. I don't know why I do this. This is one of the things I'm trying to do, is figure out a type of momentum for the show. But the Antichrist cannot come until the church is taken out of the way, until the he, which is in Thessalonians chapter 5, is taken out of the way. First Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, until the he is taken out of the way. Who is the he? The only time the devil is not going to block the Antichrist, so it can't be the devil. So the he has to be the Holy Spirit, spoken of in John 14:15-16, that he be taken out of the way, is the he is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is indwelling each believer. Now, the Spirit of God is omnipresent, so it will stay here. But God will affect the unsaved by pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. He says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. That is the new way God will do it. See, he's drawing out man now in the church age for himself. He's omnipresent. He will always be omnipresent. But the way he is dealing, the dispensation that he is dealing with the people of the world, of the Gentiles, will be different. Yes, I believe in dispensations. If you don't believe in dispensations, you might want to go back and read. I mean, even we believe in dispensation, even in a football game, first quarter, second quarter, halftime, third quarter, fourth quarter. Even in surgery, we have to take this limb off first, and then we have to suction the blood, and then we have to do this and this and this. Even in building a house, you build the foundation, you build the walls, you build the stairs, you blah, 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 blah. Life is dispensation. I'm a teenager, I'm a young man, I'm an older man. There's dispensations in everything. God created this world, so he created these things first. There's dispensation all over the Bible. I guess I'm not that smart to see why people don't see the obvious. There are dispensations. So in the tribulation period, he's not dealing with the church anymore. He's dealing with the Jewish people. I'll say it again. He's not dealing with the church anymore. He's dealing with the Jewish people. That's why you don't see the word church after chapter 3. The church is no more. The church is in heaven. Now, I'm not saying it boastfully. I'm just saying I don't think people understand the Bible. I really don't. And some people love the world, even the hardcore, some of the hardcore Christians. Well, we can't go yet because I got to see Billy Joel graduate from high school. Well, you know what?
90 seconds.
When Billy Joe see you disappear, Billy Joe gonna get saved. But I think I'm more effective when I am doing 30-minute shows, by speaking wise, maybe 45-minute shows. I'm much more effective when I'm doing some shorter shows. But I'm gonna go ahead and pay this bigger theme song. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful day.